In the 15th chapter of Genesis, read it for yourself. The maker said to Abba that he wanted to make a covenant with him. A covenant is a mirror agreement. A covenant is a mirror agreement. The maker needed to create a mirror agreement with a representative of humanity. The book of Genesis was written in the Hebrew language, and in Hebrew it does not say the maker wanted to make that mirror agreement. It does not say make, it says cut. The maker said he wanted to cut a covenant, and in that 15th chapter of Genesis we learn that in order to cut a covenant, Abba Voa had to get some innocent animals and slaughter them, and then make an aisle out of the bloody pieces. They were gonna walk through a hallway of torn apart animals. What would normally happen in a mirror agreement is that the lesser being, in this case Abba Voa, would walk between the pieces, reciting the promises of the covenant, as if to say, if I break the terms of this mirror agreement, may I become like these slain animals. If I break the terms of this mirror agreement, may I become like these slain animals. But in Genesis 15, something happens that occurs nowhere else in all of recorded ancient Near Eastern literature. When Abba Voa was going to walk the pieces, the maker put him into a deep sleep.
The maker put Abba Voa into a deep sleep.
And then the maker himself appeared as a flame of fire and walked the pieces. The maker walked the pieces to make the mirror agreement. Walk the pieces. When he did that, the maker was saying, if you break this covenant, I am going to be torn to pieces. And that is exactly what happened. 2,000 years later, Rosh Hashanah, the Lamb of God was ripped to shreds on the cross because you and I had broken the covenant. But the Maker was walking the pieces. The Maker was walking the pieces. The Maker was walking the pieces. In the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, Rosh Hashanah says, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. Rosh Hashanah laid down his life for us, but then he took it up again. He took it up again. He took it up again.
From the grave and took it up again. He rose from the grave and took it up again.